From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Luke Burbank, and Brian Babylon. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Gross.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. I'm Peter Gross, filling in for Peter Sagal this week. It turns out President Obama's executive privilege extends to public radio hosts, and he happens to prefer me. But don't worry, Peter Sagal will be back next week, disappointing the president yet again. In just a minute, Carl's going to defend his controversial Fast and Rhymiest program. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But now, panel, it's time for more questions for you about this week's news. Brian, last week the Republican National Committee reached out to Latino voters with its new website, rnclatinos.com. Although it wasn't completely well received because it featured a photo of what?
I just talked about this. Oh, well, all right, help me.
I'll give you a hint. They should have known there was something wrong with this photo when they saw the chopsticks.
Yeah, one of the stock photos was of an Asian person.
That's right.
Which was...
It was a photo of a bunch of Asian kids. Now, listen, you can understand their confusion. I mean, the stock photo, which was available on Shutterstock, was tagged with the words Asia, Japanese, Thailand, and Asian. So, I mean, who wouldn't look at that and think, what a cute bunch of Latino children.
No, I think it was a subtle way of trying to impress upon people that they are colorblind.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
You know,
yeah, they could have put white people up
right,
there. We don't know.
That it's, you know, we're a rainbow, and we don't need to make those kind of distinctions on rnclatino.com.
Exactly. And I think what they're saying, too, is, so what if you're from Asia? That doesn't mean you're not Latino.
Right, exactly.
We are all... nosotros Latino.
Yeah.
Notice there was no verb in that sentence. They did issue an apology, of course. They said, we are very sorry. We did not in any way mean to reach out to Asian Americans. Paula... Last week, residents of Middleborough, Massachusetts, voted in favor of a new law that requires violators to pay $20 every time they do what in public?
I'll tell you something. This has ruined my retirement.
Okay.
Because that's where I was going to retire.
And the answer is?
And now I can't effing do it.
That's right. It's cursing.
Yeah. Can't no, charge $20, $20 to curse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And out in public?
Out in public. Middleborough, Massachusetts.
Just in your head.
So you're walking down the street, you're just doing okay, and then you go, I thought something terrible, and you just go over, and they have a swear jar.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Middleborough, Massachusetts has a swear jar, although just to be safe, you should probably say Middleborough, Buttachusetts.
Well, you know, I tweeted something about this right away when I read it, and somebody tweeted back to me that they have a big problem with drugs and prostitution there. And I just thought that this is such a great way of going after that.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is the prostitutes have filthy, filthy mouths.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not the sex for money. It's that they cuss up a storm while they're having sex
for
money.
And when your kids hear that, when your kids, you know, walk past alleys and hear that language.
Yeah, there was a time.
You know what? You know, if my kids want to shoot up, it's fine with me, so long as they don't use the bad language.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Hey, friend, can I have some stuff, please?
Yeah, exactly. Like that? That's what I say to them. I say, you know, there is a nice way to score smack. And I expect you, you know, to have some pride, honey. Yeah, that's what I say to my kids.
Yeah. Brian, after a heated battle, cafeteria workers in a Western Pennsylvania school district have won the right to eat what?
The actual school lunches that they serve.
That's close, but there's something different about the food that they're going to be eating. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Hey, this chunky milk isn't half bad.
I have the right to drink this expired milk.
That's exactly right. Oh.
And see, that's why I don't like yogurt, man.
Yep, because that's all yogurt is.
Yep.
They left out.
Yep.
Workers in the Sharpsville area school district filed a grievance with their board after they claimed school officials, quote, violated established past practice by charging them for eating expired food they could no longer feed to the students. So congratulations, cafeteria workers. You see that expired turkey in the back of the fridge? You know the one wearing a fur coat? It's yours.
And I'm curious, I mean, what was that little meeting like? Like, what was the Norma Rae moment where someone just held up a sign like, I want a rotten sandwich? I mean,
my daughter and I have arguments about this all the time. They really, I'm on the side of the cafeteria workers here.
Okay.
They don't want to eat furry turkey. That's not what they're asking for. They're saying that, you know, there's dates on the milk.
Right.
You can go past that. That's like a glamour date.